We're doing Eov, the book of Job. We're up to what's called the 24th chapter, the first Pasuk. Our learning was sponsored in memory of Netta Bat Maruch. Eov has been responding to Eliphaz HaTemani. Eov has been expressing his pain, saying he wishes he could go to court with God. He's got a lot to say, and he's convinced he would be victorious if they could argue. But he says, "Who's going to force him to talk to me?" And Eov says, "I'm scared stiff of him because he's hurting me and he's not letting me die. Ordinarily, people would die, and they wouldn't continue to suffer the way I am. But God isn't letting me die." We concluded the last chapter, Kilonitzmati mipnei choshech. Eov says, "I have not been cut off in such darkness. Anyone else who would have encountered such darkness would have been cut off, would have died. Umipanai kisa ofel." And God, so to speak, covered the darkness of the grave from me. He, so to speak, prevents me from hitting the grave. Umipanai, and from before me, kisa ofel. He covered the darkness of the grave. He prevents me from entering that darkness. I'm in such pain, I should die, but I don't. And so, says Eov, I have erred. I began by blaming the constellations. I began by saying, God couldn't be so cruel. Cannot be that I would suffer unjustly if God were in the picture. I began by saying, there must be forces of nature that define the way we lead life. There must be forces of nature that have confused me for an evil person and have declared that I would suffer so. And so I began my speech by saying, way back in the beginning of the book, I wish I were never born. Cursed is the night I was conceived. Cursed is the pregnancy and the delivery and all the defining factors of my life. And now Eov says, no, I'm wrong. It's not the constellations. It is not the forces of nature that decide whether I will suffer or not. You're right, my friends, it is God, and so I have an issue with God. Until now, I was talking about the forces of nature. But now you've convinced me. It isn't the forces of nature. We discussed earlier that Eov attributes his suffering to the forces of nature as a way of, so to speak, looking positively upon God. He says, it can't be God because it's not fair. It can't be God because I don't deserve this. And now Eov says, Madua mishadai lo nitzpenu itim. Eov says, wait a second. Why would we say that the times would be hidden from God? Madua, why would it be that Mishaddai, from the one who controls the world, from God, lo nitzpenu itim, the times are not hidden. He has control. He isn't defined by nature, by the time in which I was conceived, by the time in which I was born, where the constellations were holding. Madua, so to speak, is why would I say? Why would it be that Mishaddai lo nitzpenu itim? Why would it be that we would say God isn't controlling my suffering when the truth is the times are not hidden from God? He knows what's going on and he precedes the constellations. V'yode'av lochazu yamav. Anyone that knows anything about God knows that his days are not limited. He was always here. He preceded the constellations. The Yode'av, those who know him, Lochazu Yamav, do not see his days as a finite thing. Everyone knows God was before the world. So why would I preclude from God the control over nature? And so, if I have to say that God controls nature, and he knows what's going on, then my claims are no longer against nature and the forces of nature, but rather my claims are focused against him. And if so, explain to me, how come Gevulot Yasihigu, we find the wicked moving their boundary, the boundary that should limit their field from their neighbor's field, they move that boundary, they steal from their neighbor's field. Edel gazelu vayiru, they steal their neighbor's flock, and they set them out to graze. And you know what? They're in tranquility. They're getting away with it. They take the field, they take the herd, they let the herd graze on the stolen field, stolen herd, stolen field, and everything seems to be just fine with them. Chamo yitomim yinagu. They steal the donkey from the orphans, and then they publicly ride around on that donkey. No one stops them. Yachbelu shol almana. And they take the widow's ox, and they don't even have to make any claims. They say, she owes us money. They take her ox. No one bothers verifying whether she owes them money or not. Yatu evyonim midarech. When the poor see them coming down the road, they go off the road. They're scared of them. They know that they could rob them, and no one's going to stand up to them. Yachad chubeu aniye aretz. And the poor gather in hiding places for fear of all these wealthy people, all these wicked wealthy people who use their power to rob them. Hein piraim bamidbar. They are like wild animals in the desert, because Yatze'u b'fa'olam mishachrei lata'aref. They do their deeds wherever they can. They murder, and so they sometimes go out into the desert like wild animals, where they could find their prey, where they could make their bands and attack people, take their wealth, call themselves a Robin Hood, and be successful and be wealthy, and no one takes them to task for it. Arava lo lechem lane'arim. He takes everything from people that are passing by, and he brings it home for his lads. Arava lo lechem. He finds delicious food lane'arim for his lads, because he's like piraim bamidbar. Like wild animals, wild donkeys, Perez, wild donkey, in the desert. They go and do their task. God doesn't intervene. These people are wicked and God does nothing to them. They steal from the orphans, they steal from the widow. The poor are trembling in fear from them. They murder, they plunder. God doesn't intervene. Basade belilo yiktzoru. Belilo is like Yevul. Belilo is like the crops, the bounty. Wherever they find a field that's flourishing, they go and harvest it. Doesn't matter if it's theirs or not. V'cherem rasha yilakeshu. And if they see a wicked person's vineyard, even though technically it's easier to harvest a vineyard than it is to harvest a field, but this is their compadre, this is their partner in crime. So kerem rasha yilakeshu, they delay touching a wicked person's vineyard. They're first going to innocent people's fields, and they're taking theirs irrespective of whether they have a right or not. They just plunder. Arom yalinu. They leave people completely naked. And people find themselves in a time of cold with nothing to cover themselves. And being that they don't have their clothing, and being that they are being oppressed and rob, people run to the mountains to hide from them, and then they find themselves wet from the streams that trickle down the mountains, umibelim machse chibikutso, and being that they have no clothing to protect themselves from the elements, they hug the rock to try and get some sort of heat, and they're all bundled up against the rock. They have no clothing, they just bend themselves over a rock trying to maintain some kind of body heat. Yigzelu mishod yatom. They have so much thievery, they even steal from the orphan. Ve'alani yachbolu, and they take as collateral from the poor, they take his clothing. They take him to task, they say, you owe us money. He says, I don't know you. They say, we take you to court. They find a way of proving that he owes them money, even though he never had anything to do with them. And then, ve'alani yachbolu, yachbolu is to take collateral. They take his clothing as collateral. Arom hilechu beli levush. They leave people naked, walking around without garments. U'evim nase'u omer. And the poor are left trying to pick up the omer that people sometimes forget behind. We know the Torah gives us a mitzvah of leaving shikha. So they have nothing left to eat, so the poor, nase'u omer, all they have left is to try and take the shikha. Ure'evim nase'u omer, these people who should be nase'u omer, should take the portion that the Torah allotted the poor, they walk away re'evim. They walk away hungry. They don't even get that. Bein shurotam yatzihiru. Yekavim darechu vayitzma'u. Even though people are stepping on the olives and they have oil flowing through the rows of the press, and even though people are pressing on grapes, and the grapes, you have wine just pouring all around them, these poor are standing by the wayside, seeing how the press has oil flowing and part of it going to waste, wine flowing freely, vayitzma'u, and they stand there thirsty, because these wicked people take their oil, take their wine, and they have nothing left to drink. Ben shurotam, between the rows of the press, yatzhiru, yitzhar is oil. They see wine flowing, they see oil flowing. Yekavim darechu, and people are stepping on the grapes, vayitzmau, but the people who are the rightful owners of the wine, they stand there in thirst. Meir mitim, yin'aku. Meir, from the city. Metim, the masses. Metim is like metei mispar, masses of people. Meir, metim, from the city. Masses, yin'aku. They sigh. They sigh because they've been robbed and they see no hope. V'nefesh halalim tishaveya. And out in the field, the souls of those murdered call out, Ve'eloha lo yasim tifla. And you say, God does nothing unjust. Eov ends with sarcasm, is not yet finished. Eov says, listen to all that's happening in the city. Me'il mitim yin'aku. From the city, masses are sighing. V'nefesh halalim, and the soul of those that have been murdered, tishavea, yells in the field. I don't see anyone intervening, Eel says. Ve'eloha lo yasim tifla. And you say that God does nothing unfair? So then how come he has such patience for such wickedness? How come so many people are dying? How come so many people are hungry? Wouldn't it be better to kill one wicked person and let all these people live? We'll pick up here, Bezachim, next time.
Thank you, Reverend.